Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Hi, hello, hello, hello. Shrey, are you there?
Hello, hello.
Hi, morning. How are you? Oh, morning. Afternoon now. How are you doing today?
Very good.
That's good. Great. We're doing today a little bit different. We're calling Shrey, so not in studio. But we've got some updates with the coronavirus in the Pacific, so specifically Guam. So I was wondering if you could give me a little quick update on that.
Well, Guam has lost its first person. I mean, she died of multiple comorbidities, and she is the first person in the Pacific to die. And it has now doubled its COVID-19 cases to 27.
Great, not great, sorry, that's really not a good thing. And I was just wondering, so this was from community transmission.
Yes.
Are we seeing more frequency of these kind of cases, or are they mainly from overseas?
Well, she met someone who coming from overseas, and then so she caught it from that person. 68-year-old woman.
And specifically, are the more elderly population or vulnerable communities being impacted by this?
Yes, they are. The elderly and those with immunodeficiencies. Like diabetes.
Are there any, what kind of systems are set up in place in Guam currently? Because it's under U.S. administration, so are we seeing Guam take measures, or are they still following U.S. protocols?
They're still following protocol, but the governor of Guam has asked that the U.S. attorney be removed from the position because he's not conducting himself very well.
I was having a quick read of the article that you linked me, and there were some concerns regarding the transparency and flow of information in Guam. What is the current situation?
The current situation is that the Pacific Daily News has said the government is giving them information but not giving them information about coronavirus patients. Mm-hmm. And that's what they want transparency on.
Yeah. So what is the current preparedness of Guam? Are there...
I couldn't tell you, but it's going into lockdown. I mean, I imagine it'll go into lockdown, and so the cases can be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. And let's speak more broadly about the Pacific as well. Are there concerns that community transmission will occur and spread throughout the Pacific?
Well, they have now 52 cases. 18 French Polynesia got one more extra. It takes you to 18, and in Caledonia they have 5. Which we have, they've also have, all got one, and Guam has got 12, which takes it to 27.
Mm-hmm. And so am I correct in saying that as of now, the borders are closed in the Pacific?
Well, pretty much all the places, everywhere you go, the borders are closed. And Vanuatu has locked down because they had a cruise ship visit, and one of the people who got off a cruise ship were tested positive for COVID-19.
As well, in Papua New Guinea, there's been some criticisms as well in regards to the handling of information and the coronavirus. So could you update me a bit on Papua New Guinea as well?
Yeah, I mean, that is a comedy of errors, but basically, first the Prime Minister went on Facebook and announced that the person was tested negative, and then came back, and subsequently, Jilta was the minister. Said it's a probable case, and that caused panic in Papua New Guinea for 8 to 9 hours. And so they all got very mad on social media and gave him a stick for it. In the end, he about 15 or 20 hours later, he came out and said that they had a confirmed case, James Marape. And now he's proposing a lockdown tomorrow.
And so are we seeing... So far, there's no case in Papua New Guinea yet. It was a false communication, or it was...
No, they have one case.
One case. Yes. Yeah. And so what is the confidence in terms of the public, in terms of the public health systems and these procedures?
Well, I mean, they're doing as much as they can. And in Fiji, they've locked down Lautoka, which is a second city. And wherever you go, you can only understand that the state... Samoa and Tonga have imposed states of emergency and limited people congregations. In New Zealand, 66 cases, and Ashley Broomfield is just holding a press conference about now to update us on what's happening in New Zealand. But I do think that the bars and nightclubs should be shut in New Zealand.
Because that's something we've seen recently. A lot of health professionals are calling that we raise alert levels to level 4. What's your stance on this?
Well, I mean, I'm being a diabetic, I'm really worried about this. So I don't know whether it's slowly going to escalate to level 3 or level 4 tomorrow or the day after. Tuariki de la Mia, who was the minister upon a time, has said he had a good authority that you from yesterday. It was 48 hours of word alert 3.
And James as well has a question. He's just sitting in the studio next to me.
Hi, Shri. So I was just wondering, so obviously the Pacific really depends on cruise ships. How are they going to cope now that there's not going to be any cruise ships coming through? Because a lot of these island nations, they really depend on this for a lot of income.
Yeah, they do. I mean, the tourism, at the moment they haven't talked about it, but tourism, it's going to be devastating for tourism all over the place, all of the Pacific, including New Zealand.
Yeah. And in regards to supporting the businesses in Pacific, because it's frustrating when there isn't enough support in terms of the healthcare system, but obviously this impacts a lot of small businesses tremendously. Are we seeing any financial packages or any terms of support towards any Pacific
communities? Not at the moment, because everybody's looking after their own. And so that's the case. I mean, it'll go on for a while before support packages can be given to them.
Was anything else you wanted to add for today?
No, I mean, just that last week I went to the racism seminar.
Oh yes, how did that go? Yeah,
with Professor Spoonley, he gave the keynote address in which he discussed online hate, and online hate leads to online crime, and where there's outages of the internet, there seems to be a decrease in online crime and online hate.
That's really interesting. I definitely want to look up more on that seminar. And is anything more happening this week in regards to the Pacific Media Watch?
There is a webinar on the weekend, I think, for the treaty, the Te Tiriti. But it's a webinar. I'll be keeping an eye on that.
Okay, that'll be, obviously a lot of events and a lot of speakers have cancelled, so we're going to see a lot of moving a lot of seminars onto the web, it seems.
That seems like the way to go. Yeah. I mean, the USB has sent its students home for the week, and they're going to be conducting online classes for next week.
Yeah, same with Auckland.
As AUT.
Yeah, same. Auckland and AUT, both students at home this week and teachers. Yeah. But yeah, thank you so much for this week, Shri.
You're welcome.
Lovely. Okay, we can read all of the Pacific Media Centre updates at asiapacificreport.nz or pacmediawatch.aut.ac.nz.
That was the Southern Cross.